Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Good morning, Memphis. Happy Friday. It's the first Happy Friday on the first week of school, parents. I hope you're surviving. Hope you're making it through the week. It's been a tough week. This whole half week of school my kids have had.
So did yours start on Wednesday?
Mine started on Wednesday. Yes.
Well, why?
I don't know.
Like, what is? The thing that drives me insane is, how the hell do you need an in-service on Monday? That's what the summer's for. You had the whole week. Like,
the school calendar is so weird now in that my kids get a whole week off for fall break. I never had a fall break. They're in the
going to private school.
I didn't go to private school. That's right. I went to county.
Let me tell you what. It was awesome.
I went to county schools.
What? Just yeah. For no reason.
For
We're
no reason.
Off.
We're just off. They get a whole week off for Thanksgiving.
Yep, didn't have that.
Didn't have that one. Well, we got Black Friday and Thanksgiving off. They get.
Didn't we start to get Wednesday?
No, I did not. Not at my age. I don't believe so. I think I got Thanksgiving and
maybe it was college. I was always insanely jealous of the people that got all Thanksgiving, because even in college, I just got Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Yeah, well, I mean, for Ingram stuff, we started for a while there. We did a annual night before Thanksgiving show in Tunica at Sam's Town, and it was always a great show for us because
I was just saying, while all your friends were coming back home,
that's
and
right.
getting blackout,
well, yeah.
you're like, I'm going to make money.
That's exactly right. But that's because it wasn't a holiday yet, and so people were like, oh, this is like a Friday. It's like going out on a Friday night. Was that Wednesday?
Yeah,
was that Wednesday night? So that was. But my kids get a whole week off now. They get. We always got Good Friday off, and then obviously Easter's on Sunday. My kids also get the Monday after Easter off as well.
This is obviously a sore subject. I also went to a Christian college that did not give us Good Friday off.
Oh, come on, dude. What is that?
It is apparently...
How can you college?
I'm going to offend some of the Church of Christ people out there. they have a belief that you should celebrate the Lord the same way every single day.
that is a loophole.
You can imagine that argument didn't sit too well with me.
No.
And when I voiced my opinion, it was not well received.
Absolutely not.
Really, let me get this straight. So you believe the day that he was nailed to the cross, the whole point of our faith, that he died for our sins.
That's exactly
that is no different than a random Thursday in October. I just want to get this on paper.
This is why we don't work on Sunday.
Correct.
So we can properly worship the Lord.
Good Lord. Really?
Oh, man. That's a tough break. That's a tough break.
4 years of it.
Yeah. So I don't understand this half week stuff. I don't understand half days either. The last day of school is a half day. Why bother?
So
just don't go.
I can at least conceptually understand it.
But why?
It's just they get credit. Nobody. It's the classic, nobody's doing anything. It's the Marshawn Lynch. We're just here so we don't get fined.
We're just here so we don't get fined.
It is a waste of a day.
It's a total waste of a day.
But I can at least conceptually understand what they're doing. Is it is like a tacit acknowledgement that nothing's getting done here.
We have to, per the federal law,
correct.
You have to be in school X amount of days.
So, let's be clear. We're all here just so we'll keep getting funded.
We're not doing anything. And so why stay the whole day? Last day of school, I guess I understand that. That makes sense.
So Fishman, I guess, was digging into the phenomenon of school starting earlier, because I've never heard an explanation that actually made sense until Tuesday's. And on Tuesday, he said basically what it boiled down to was the teachers' unions, because they're graded, or, you know, all their pay is based on the state testing.
Right.
It was, okay, well, if we start earlier, that's more time, because no one was going to move the state testing back.
Oh, okay.
So, like, this, for instance, if you know the state test, because I don't even know when, do they still do TCAP?
TCAP, oh yeah.
It's still TCAP.
Big time.
God, I hope forever and always.
And it's longer now.
So,
they spread.
It's what, March or April?
It's,
I think it's something like that.
I think it's April.
Okay. So, for instance, they're never moving that.
Right.
And if you know that your whole profession is judged on that one test day, the idea was, well, the more school we can get in before then, the better off they are for the test.
I guess I can see that. I thought they always moved it up because they started adding in all these holidays. If you're going to add in a full week of fall break and a full week of Thanksgiving, you've got, if you have to go to school X amount of days,
yeah,
then we've got to make that up somewhere. And so they just started starting the calendar earlier because they're adding in all these breaks in school, which they didn't previously have.
I think it might be a combination. So I think the origin story, yep, of starting school in August,
sure,
is testing.
Yeah. Okay.
You could tell me now, because I don't know. Like, I felt like when we were in high school and whatnot, it feels like August 15th. I always felt like it was like,
it was definitely the back half of August.
Right.
Somewhere in the back half.
The fact that now it's the 1st of August.
Yeah.
You could talk me into, okay, that's because they did not. Back then it was like, all right, you get 2 weeks at Christmas, a spring break. Because you're right. I remember there was you got Good Friday, but you did not get Easter Monday.
You did not get Easter Monday. You got Good Friday, and that was it. You got Black Friday off.
Yeah, and you got Thursday and Friday of
Thanksgiving. In the springtime.
Did we even get, we got MLK.
We got MLK, President's Day?
I don't remember President's Day ever being a holiday.
We did not get Columbus or President's Day.
I do not remember Columbus Day ever being a holiday.
No, President's Day, I do not remember. MLK and spring break, and that was it.
It depended on if your school combined Easter and spring break.
Oh, what?
Because you're like, that was some real BS.
That was some real BS.
The schools that did, they got spring break and Easter.
Yeah.
Like, those kids weren't tough.
That's like,
they,
yeah,
were Charmin soft.
Yeah. That's having those combined. That's like having a December birthday.
Absolutely.
And having to combine Christmas, God, and your birthday.
The kid that sat next to me for 7 years, his birthday was December 25th. And I just felt like forever. To this day, I was like, I just feel so sorry for you.
That poor kid. Do you remember TCAP lasting a week or 2 weeks?
I remember a week.
A week. Okay. I don't remember it being a full week. I thought it was like 3 days. Cram it in all day. And now they do like testing in the morning and then they're nothing in the afternoon, testing in the morning, and they spread it out for like 2 weeks. I don't remember
that. I think I'd rather just, okay, I remember it more like you do. Just, now that you said 3 days.
Yeah, you're just cramming in for three.
Yeah, no,
four, three, eight-hour days of testing.
Like a week versus, I don't remember it ever being spread out over a week.
No, it was spread like the full, in elementary school, it's the full week, and in middle school, it takes 2 weeks, and they just do it in the mornings, and then in the afternoon, it's just free time.
Did we ever see those scores? Like, I was thinking,
I don't know.
I know what I made on the SAT. I know what I made on the ACT.
Yeah, yeah.
I know what I made on the PSAT. I don't know. And it's not like my parents would have hidden it from me.
I feel like you knew if you did bad.
Okay.
If you,
but like, it, did they mail? Did they send?
I think so. I mean,
they send the scores to our parents.
We just, I think we just now saw my son's scores from last year. But basically, you know, you would have known if you were in trouble, if you like, if you were doing bad, and I think, or if you were doing crazy good to where you needed to be in accelerated classes.
So if you're in the fat part of the bell curve,
I think you didn't.
You had no clue.
You had no clue.
You're like, all right, moving on. That kind of makes sense.
I think so. Hey, welcome to the Jeff Calkins Show. My name is J.R. Moore. I'm filling in for Jeff today. This guy, what kind of vacation is this guy on? He's doing nothing but vacations these days.
He's got a great agent.
He has a great agent.
Yes.
Half the time he's on the show from Michigan.
Do you remember the end of Mike and Mike when Greenberg would just... I swear to God, there were more shows he didn't do than did do.
Yeah.
Jeff is not quite there yet, but I do think that is like every day, like his play like a champion is just look at Greenberg, it. It's like, I'm just gonna work for
he can see
3 months
on the horizon.
And we're gonna it's still gonna be called the Jeff Calkins Show.
Yeah, I mean it's it's in the view somewhere.
Yeah.
It's maybe not up close, but it's somewhere in the view.
Yeah.
He is not slapping the play like a champion. Mm-hmm. Well, welcome to the show. He's just got fill-ins all the time now. I'm one of them, and I'm happy to be here. It's National Pickleball Day.
Really?
Yeah. Who knew? What, that sport has just taken over. Do you think there ever comes a time where we actually pay attention to professional pickleball, or is it always going to be on the Ocho?
Well, that was the other thing that drove me insane. It's like, where is this? It's not just on the Ocho. Like, if you throw on like CBS Sports Network, they've got a league.
Really?
ESPN2 has a league.
So are there now? There's multiple leagues.
It's correct.
That's too much.
I can't. Some
I
of
need
it seems
league.
To be like celebrity. It's kind of like, okay, remember when UFC was first taking off?
Yep.
There was UFC, and then there was the other league that ended up not surviving.
Yep.
And then you'd hear about, oh well, there's this fight this weekend. I'm like, which one is that?
Sure.
It's the same thing with pick, and then you just wind up being like, I don't care.
I don't
and
care.
You move on.
That's the thing. You need it consolidated into one.
Correct. I
structured
should be able to follow
system.
It. I should be able to follow it clearly, effectively. Be able to casually know, okay, this person's good, that person's good.
That's exactly right.
And move on.
I mean, listen, I thoroughly enjoy. I'm one of the few that really. I like soccer as a television product. I like having it on in the background. I like the sound of it. I like watching.
I can
soccer.
Get there with you if it's not MLS.
Depends on which MLS you're for me. Like,
Messi doesn't count.
That's true. But like 9:30 FS1 Seattle Sounders or a Portland Timbers game where the crowd is raucous and it sounds like soccer. It may not look like soccer.
I was gonna say that's
but it
my
sounds
problem
like
is,
soccer.
It's like once I actually start, like once I started watching the Premier League.
Yeah,
and then
tough.
You would watch an MLS
it's
game
really
on the same day. You're like, this is not the same.
It's
sport.
It's really difficult. To recognize that Americans don't have the best
like,
of,
it's
of the
like,
sport.
It's like the high school football team that knows they're not good, so they just have to like start mucking it up and then try to shorten the clock. I'm like, this is nowhere near the same sport.
Yeah. So, I say that to say that there's so many soccer leagues. Obviously, you can tell the difference in Premier League and MLS. It's pretty clear. But there's so many other European leagues, whether it be Bundesliga or the Italian league or the Spanish league,
La Liga,
or the Mexican. Even if you're over here in the central, in the our time zone, the Mexican league versus MLS, which I think are pretty similar. But you assume the Mexican league is going to be better than MLS, but it's not, as we're seeing in Leagues Cup.
It is
they're
weird.
Pretty
why
equivalent.
Do we? Why? Because I agree with you. We all make that assumption, but like
because
when the U.S. and Mexico play. It's pretty even.
It's pretty even. It has been forever.
Right.
It's because
it's like when it's at Azteca, we lose. It's here, they lose.
I think it's because it's their national sport, and it's still so not even secondary. It's fifthiary, whatever that word is. It's so like we're.
I think it's solidly fourth.
It's over hockey.
I do think that's regional.
Okay.
I think like for instance, if you have. Kid that doesn't want to play football, basketball, or baseball, I think in more parts of the country, he's going to play soccer than hockey.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right.
But I so it's like, now if we're talking up in the Northeast, like...
It's definitely hockey.
And I don't think lacrosse has quite gotten there.
It's getting
although,
there.
Although... I forgot to mention, I've got to rant about this, so I'll use it with you.
Please do.
So I was at that resort in San Diego this weekend, and it was a family resort.
Sure.
Lots of kids everywhere.
Yep.
And for the record, it was rich whitey kids.
Yeah.
I watched two kids have a catch
with lacrosse.
With lacrosse sticks, and I wanted to go and say, where are your parents?
Yeah.
And then obviously I would ask their room number, and I'd send a bunch of stuff to on put a bunch of stuff on their account.
Yeah.
But what the hell?
So here's the struggle, is that I can recognize that lacrosse is a tough sport. It's difficult to play. It probably is a lot of fun. However, it's really hard to not look and sound like a D-bag.
Okay, so here's
you could be throwing baseball.
So here's the problem that I have with it.
But instead, you're like, oh, my name's Chad, and I'm
what
lacrosse.
I can never get over. Yes, obviously you have lacrosse, bro.
Yeah,
like let's be real. The Duke lacrosse kids were innocent, and like that whole thing is like. But if you took a look at them right off the bat, you're like, they did it.
This is very true.
100%.
We can all agree. This is very true.
It has never been that stigma. What the stigma that I can't ever get over is. Every kid that I knew that was good at lacrosse, it's because they couldn't play anything else. They just wanted to get a gym class.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
So they went and played lacrosse.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. It does seem like the default, I'm not good enough for the other sports.
I don't want to play baseball. I can't play baseball. I'm not good enough to play baseball, so I play lacrosse.
So I play lacrosse. That's a good point.
That was what I struggled with.
It does feel like that. I rarely ever see, you know, like everybody has their tough. Every sport has their tough guys. Where you're like, that dude plays hockey. You're like, they inevitably probably
or
pretty tough.
For us in the South, it's like if someone actually wrestled.
Yes.
You're like, oh god, I don't. You wound up in Oklahoma drill. Like, oh,
yeah, I'm like, even though I know they probably exist, I just don't think they're like a lot of like tough guys in lacrosse. It just seemed like the wimp sport.
And you would think like,
but they hit. It's
right.
Not a wimp sport. They hit. In
I
that
know,
sport.
And it's like in like. Yeah, like those, like it's not like getting hit with an Easton, but like it's still metal.
It's still, I know. It did. Maybe lacrosse has a PR problem. Or maybe they don't. Maybe they want it to still feel like the rich kid sport.
This might be my last day on the radio. I've always had this dream of whenever like the lacrosse kids are so, won 5 state championships in a row. I was like, I'm going to bring lacrosse to the inner city. And let's see what that sport really looks
exactly
like.
That's exactly right.
Like, Jim Brown played lacrosse for like one day and was the best player they'd ever seen.
100%.
So it's just like, let's see what it looks like with real foot speed.
Buddy, you name any sport that is.
Let's start them early.
Basketball is a different sport in Germantown.
Yes.
And in Orange Mound.
Yes.
They're different sports.
Yes.
When you go to the county schools and your schedule and you start playing not only the city schools but at their gym.
Oh god.
Buddy, that's a different ball. You're in for a rude awakening.
It's a long afternoon.
That's a long day. And so yes.
There's always the question of, all right, when do we give up? Like how long are we gonna have to like get in a stance? You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
First off, what's the point of us even getting in a seat? How many times did I actually stay in front of that guy? Twice,
mm-hmm.
maybe?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's because once he dribbled it off his foot. Like, yeah. That's like how I stayed in front. But it's like,
yeah.
I've always wanted to do that. So where's that Disney movie?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Let's bring it across the inner cities.
I think so.
Like, I want to see that one.
What my arms look like after a basketball game playing against city schools and like looking at a referee and being like, how can you tell me these aren't fouls? And they're like, this is not, you're playing a different game here, son. I'm like, okay.
That's on you. No. I always, like, I would start the offense at the half court circle.
Well,
so
you
getting fouled, that's on you. I gave the ball up so fast that at no point was I ever, like, I was there to make sure we'll be back on defense. They were playing 4-on-5.
Yeah.
But it didn't matter. What? If I'm in there, what's this going to do? Really open it up? We got some spacing
when
now.
When you're responsible for bringing the ball up the floor,
the only problem is then, oh, God, then there was nothing worse than the team that was good that
They win the tip. They immediately go down, get a layup in 3 seconds, and then they press.
And then they press.
And you're just like, oh, my God.
And then they press, yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Yep.
It does click with me though. It's like, oh, that's why Penny likes this.
Yeah.
It's like, hell yeah, this is like, he goes back to his childhood of
that's
like,
exactly right.
How did we dominate? We would win the opening tip and just press all day.
That's exactly right. You know, it was always a gut punch. Like, you know, obviously I'm old, so I played it in the late 90s, and the 3-point shot had not been what it is now.
Yeah.
And so we were still playing old school throw it in the post kind of basketball, and there was nothing worse. And
1-4, 1-4.
Opening tip, they come down and hit a three and then press, and you're like, oh, this is not.
We're down 2 possessions already.
Down 2 possessions, like, because we have to throw the ball 6 times, 7 times passes,
correct,
and then try to get a post feed,
correct,
for a guy who can't score.
And there will be no entry pass.
Yeah. It's just that he's tall. That's the only reason we're throwing him the ball.
Your coach, definitely, bounce pass, bounce pass. You really think, hold on, time out. You think that's going to be the difference? If I just somehow feather it in there nicely, that all of a sudden this kid that's 6 inches longer than me and can outrun me, like he can backpedal faster than I can run, you think that's going to, that's what gets by him?
That's exactly right. Oh, that's exactly right.
Send it to the post, baby.
Send it to the post.
And then, there was nothing worse than, like, I would always just feel, whoever your post guy was, that was the worst day ever.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah.
Because inevitably, you're the one that's going to get the most shots, and you're just going to get either hacked or you're just having your shot blocked.
That's exactly
like,
right. He's not having a good day either.
Correct. Like, he's not going to, like, work on some up and under move.
No. You might get that once, right. And the next time the guy's coming.
Then the guy backside comes by and literally
puts it in the bleachers.
Like he hits your mom and breaks her nose like five rows up with the basketball.
Oh man, the stories of being unathletic.
Oh yeah.
Oh, what a joy.
But skilled. You know,
I really had a good. Hey, I had a good motor.
Yeah,
I had a good
Sometimes.
Motor.
It depended. I had a reputation of having a motor. I can admit there are times I'm like, this isn't happening.
I had a good motor.
Yeah.
I can say I had a good motor. I mean, that didn't have anything else to go with it necessarily.
You just had to look
but
like
I had a good motor.
I was always jealous of the kids that could. They weren't actually running fast, but it looked like they were
running fast.
And so everyone just assumed they played hard.
Yes. It's like the guys with long hair.
Right. If you strain, people think you're playing hard.
Yes. Yeah. The guys with dreadlocks always look like they're running faster and playing harder because their hair is going everywhere.
Well, that was when we played my junior year, we played Nice, and that was where Tebow went to school.
Yep.
But it was the year after Tebow had graduated.
All right.
So we're sitting there thinking, like, all right, boys. Like, we're watching film of Tebow, and we're like,
sure.
And Coach Alston's like, he's gone, guys.
We're good.
Like, we're fine.
Yeah, yeah.
The first pass, like, they have a DB that's playing, like, 8 yards off. And so, like, we just had, like, an automatic, like, run the hitch.
Yeah.
And just throw it out there.
Sure.
First time we run it, kid just picks it off, takes it to the house.
Oh, no.
And my buddy, who's our quarterback, comes to the sideline. He's like, guy had dreads. And he goes, this is basically, you know, a couple of years after The Matrix. And he's like, I literally feel like I'm in The Matrix. Like, this guy's like, like he's got the dreads going. He's making, like, he's running and breaking on balls. Like, and he's like, I just feel like there's nothing I can do.
Oh, that's not a good feeling.
Not at all.
That's a bad feeling.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. That's a bad feeling. Well, we haven't talked one thing about the golf tournament.
All right, so
who's I tried to pull this up on Plus, and it won't let me watch it here. I don't know why.
Did you log in? Because I got it on right now.
Do you?
All right, so we've not had a lot of movement at the top. So Akshay tees off at 11:50.
Yep.
He's at 8 under. Fleetwood tees off at 10:25. He's a shot back. Rose, is at 12:50. I also don't know if these are Eastern, because it's on the graphic on Plus, so I don't know if that's Eastern or Central.
Gotcha.
Bud Cauley is the only person on the front page of the leaderboard that is actually on the golf course.
Okay.
Also, that was such a tough moment. I don't know how many people are paying attention to Bud Cauley. It's actually a really good story. Bud Cauley was a elite junior college player, gets onto the tour, and is in like that group of Spieth, Thomas.
Okay.
Like he's those, like Cantlay. He's like those guys' age, and he is very much like one of them. Gets into this horrific car crash. Like,
whoa.
Breaks his back. Like, doesn't.
I am not familiar with this story.
Doesn't play golf for like 2 years. And even when he tried to come back, like the physical, like he was, all the surgeries, everything made it incredibly difficult for him to even come back. And this year, he's just had an unbelievable year. Like, to the point where he's in the playoffs.
Really?
So yesterday, though, on 18, he hits it into, I think, the second bunker there on the right.
Yep.
And you could tell he's one off the lead, and he's like, I got a good lie. Like, I'm going for it. I don't care that I'm back. Like, I'm going for it. And he hits this rope hook dead into the water. And all of a sudden, he goes from like, you know, everyone's like, oh man, this would be awesome. He can make birdie and take the lead. And then it's just like, oh, okay, there's a double.
I was like,
that's kind of relatable. Like, oh, I'm playing great. Like,
yeah.
It was a heat check. It was a golf heat check.
That's all right. You got to take those sometime.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it comes to the territory. Are you going to the tournament this weekend?
We're going Sunday.
Got it.
Which is not actually my favorite day to go, which I know doesn't make sense to a lot of people. Like, oh, you don't want to go the day that the tournament's decided?
Right.
Saturday, I've always thought it's the best day. Saturday, the vibes are great.
Yeah.
And you're not as worried. Like, I always feel like on Sunday, you're just going to follow the leaders.
Sure.
And so everyone's doing that. You can't see.
Right.
It's also, let's be clear, it's a lot more walking.
True.
Because you're basically just following the group.
Yeah, yeah.
But
that's
like
true.
On Saturdays, you can go and find your spot, post up, and you just watch everybody come in.
Yep.
Like the last time we had Bryson, I just went and posted up there on 14 and just waited for him to come and just absolutely got in his kitchen. Like just just yelled everything in the book. I know my wife was 100% convinced, 100% convinced that they were going to kick us out. And I'm sure she was also worried because we were using her company's tickets. And I go, sweetie, look where we are.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
ain't kicking us out.
Right. Do they, do people heckle golfers a lot out of this tournament? I always thought it was very polite.
I think in general, you're correct. That was peak Bryson sucks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was off. Remember, that was the year that he shot like 44 on the back. He was kind of in it.
Yeah.
And then remember, he had that meltdown on Sunday and just like, he looked like he couldn't like take the club back.
Yeah.
Which was, I sometimes will go back and find that film and just watch that.
He's got his whole, the perception of him has changed.
Oh, 100%.
Like,
but I also think, I said this yesterday to Cobb. I think it also proves so many athletes act like it's a lot harder than it is.
That's true.
The standard for us to actually like you is literally, like, think about this. All he really started doing was thumbs up.
Yep.
Signing autographs.
Yep.
He is great. As much as I hate the guy, it is so obvious that guy will sit there for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Sign autographs. And basically, it's like, smile.
I mean, that's...
And that's it.
Listen,
that's literally all he's changed.
Works for Phil Mickelson.
100%.
Mickelson is
the game, same game plan.
He is the... Everybody loves when he comes to the tournament because he...
Say puts, nice things.
He
like,
puts the time in.
Correct.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. That's the standard.
Yes.
And these guys just... They whine and complain about how hard it is for him. It's like, guys, it really isn't that hard.
Yep.
Like, we don't know... All we literally do is we only see you when the camera's on.
That's exactly
so
right.
So you just have to look like a normal human being when the camera's on, and yeah. we will like you.
Yeah, that's very true.
It's why I will never listen to all the whining about, oh, everyone's so mad online. It's like, it is so not hard.
Mm-mm. It's not. Hey, he really helped his brand. The YouTube thing helped
no
his
question.
Brand out, like, with... Cause
well, I can't
think,
tell, so did that help... I don't think it helped with you and me.
No, it helped with younger people.
I think it helped with your kids.
Yeah, my kids, like, they don't watch golf, but they...
Correct.
But they watch YouTube clips.
Yep.
And so they know his name.
Correct.
Like, they don't even know anything, what league
and
he plays
thing
in.
About YouTube is, like, it's not like he's going live. Everything is super produced.
Yeah.
Everything is heavily edited.
Yep.
It's not that hard.
No. It really isn't. It really isn't.
It is this... banana land to me when we listen to these guys that make $200 million and we hear them whine, like, we don't know their pain.
I mean, to be fair, I don't know the pain
yeah,
of a person who makes $200 million.
My rebuttal? I'd like to.
I'd like to. Sign me up. I used to have my old manager, when we were first starting out, he used to say, listen, man, you don't want to get too rich too fast.
Yeah,
too famous too fast, because then it burns out too fast. I'm like, can we just try?
Yeah, one time?
What?
Like,
while I'm roughing it out in these clubs, can I just try too rich too fast?
Even as like a 15-year-old, we go, this guy's a sellout.
Yeah, wait.
What would you do?
Can I sell out?
I know you know them a little
the
bit.
Line.
But like, remember when Matchbox 20
yes.
got ripped, when Rob Thomas got
yes.
ripped for selling out? I'm literally going... He was the most honest person ever about it.
Yeah.
They had the first album, rocks.
Yep.
The second album, he's basically like, boys, I'm selling out. You're welcome to come with me.
That's right.
But we are going in a certain direction.
100%.
Second album, you can tell, like, it's the midway point. The third album is 100% a sellout, but I'm sitting there going, like, that is exactly what I would do.
I mean, yeah, Green Day got the same...
You can always make.
Oh, you're not a punk band anymore.
You can
Who
always
cares?
Make. You can always make the artistic album.
That's exactly right.
After you've made the money.
That's exactly right. Look at the Goo Goo Dolls. The Goo Goo Dolls were a punk band until Name got on the radio and they were like, "There's our path," and they just started rewriting the song Name.
Okay.
Over every album.
The only problem I have with the Goo Goo Dolls is I don't know if they qualify, because Resnick has actually truly one of the worst stories that you can have in all of American society. He got really, really rich and really famous, and then his childhood sweetheart, who he was married to, divorced
yeah.
him. And
yeah.
so he's literally just on the search for more money. Like, because
that's true.
That's the most painful divorce you're ever going to have because she's getting everything.
She's getting everything. Yeah, she's not marrying you for the money.
Correct.
She's divorcing you
Correct.
And taking your
Correct.
Money.
And you will. It is means that you will be playing music for the rest of your days.
That's true.
Coming to a casino near you.
That's very true.
Like, that's the tough one.
That is a tough break.
Yeah.
That really is a tough break.
Well, and then it's like, all right, gets back, marries young woman. Johnny's got like a 4-year-old right now.
Are you serious?
Yes. So now he's doing, like, and that ain't cheap.
That ain't cheap. Yeah, because now, yeah.
Like, he's doing the whole family thing again.
Again. Yeah. He'll be working until he dies.
And I guarantee you that wife is not cheap.
No, he'll be working until he dies, and his face will look
like... That's great for us. It means we get to hear name forever.
That's exactly right.
Like, that's awesome.
That's great.
There's going to be some 16-year-old that gets to come out and not have the guitar plugged in, and they're going to say that he's playing name. It's awesome.
That's a good point.
Give me that video every time.
That's a good point.
Oh, this is a viral video that we haven't got to talk about. Were you woke on the, speaking of Green Day, were you woke on the, were they playing Good Riddance? The move that everybody does now, you bring the audience member out that's
right.
like heavily staged, they've been in rehearsal and whatnot.
Yes.
And then he started playing, because this is right before Oasis does their We're Back show.
Sure.
And he started playing Wonderwall, and then, Billy Joe kicks him off the stage.
I have not seen this.
You got to look it up. I'm woke on it. I think it was a work.
Yeah.
Because there's just no, like, so like he started like strumming it. Like they give him the guitar.
Right.
Also, for the short guitar players out there, the guys with small hands, Billy Joe's Gibson. Very nice. All of a sudden, those frets that you didn't think that you could reach and hit.
Yeah. Yeah,
all of a sudden, little more room.
He's a short king, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's even shorter than I am.
Yeah.
He's like 5'3".
There's no way.
You got to look this video up.
I'm going to look this up.
So it's like literally the weekend before Oasis, because I think what did Oasis play? Cardiff or where? No, maybe they played. It's like right before Oasis actually comes back.
Right.
And so he just started playing Wonderwall on before like the song even kicked up and Billy Joe just like ripped the guitar away from him.
I think that was a staged.
The only hesitation I have, and this is probably me being a Blink guy, I think Billy Joe's enough of a dick.
I agree with that. I do.
I can see what, and he's so egotistical about like their music.
Sure. But I don't know.
It was the only hesitation I had.
I mean, yes, I can see that, but I can see them also like being in for the bit.
It is Green Day.
It is, yeah, them being in for the bit. That I don't know. At this point, I don't believe anything.
Oh no, I'm like you.
So.
I'm at the point where it's like you have to prove to me. I'm still not convinced that the Will Smith slap.
I'm literally about to say that.
Like
literally was about to say that. I am not convinced.
You have to. It's the only person that went bad for was Will Smith.
That's the only one. And he looked. And to be fair, the only argument I can come up with is that why would he take a nosedive like that on his own career?
That's
when he was the one of the most beloved guy actors in the last 40 years.
I'm with you. That's
the only thing I can come up with of like why that would actually be real. Because otherwise, it benefited everybody except him.
Yes.
It benefited the show itself, the Oscars, the ratings went through the roof.
100%.
Chris Rock got a lot of legs out of it.
Chris Rock got to tour again.
Yes. Arenas.
Yes. We were at the Forum.
Same here. So it's hard for me to still believe it, except that there's no reason Will Smith would take that fall because it crushed his career.
I totally agree that is the one hangup.
Yeah.
Because it's a sham marriage.
Yes.
There's no way that he was actually offended by any of that.
Mm-mm. Nope.
And it's the best thing that's happened to Chris Rock in the last 15 years.
That's exactly right.
Because now Chris Rock went from, I'm just playing the C part in Adam's movies.
Right.
To now I'm back touring again.
Yeah.
And arenas.
Yeah.
And that's a good payday if you can get it.
And that's a good payday. So I don't believe anything. So kicking a fan off stage for coming up and playing Wonderwall at a Green Day show seems so just a bit that I don't know.
I don't. Do you know how...
Because we're talking about it now.
I was thinking about this. So it's always... Obviously, the joke is anybody... Like, that's like the first or second song that they learn on a guitar.
Yes.
I don't know... Like, one time I watched a Wonderwall concert clip.
Uh-huh.
Everybody plays it capo 2.
Yep.
And basically, you're playing G in A. You're playing in the key of A, but your hand's in G.
Right.
He didn't do that.
I wonder if he's in an alternate tuning.
That was... My first thought was...
To make
was,
it even easier.
But who would tune their guitar up?
Lots.
But like... So for instance, he was still playing... Like, I know how to play open tuning.
Sure.
But he was still playing normal chords. Like, he was playing it just in A. He was like, his hand shape was A.
Oh.
So that was... I was like, wait, have we all been playing this wrong forever? But this is the nothing's real. Noel Gallagher is definitely the guy that would find out everybody plays the song this way. I will play it another way and screw
everybody
and be
up.
Like, you don't know how to play it.
That's exactly right. That's a great point.
That's what Noel Gallagher would do.
Yeah, I think you're right.
By the way, Akshay's still leading.
Still leading.
But all Scotty's right. About to tee off.
Okay. Would you prefer, you know,
I want Scotty to win by 15.
I want to talk about this in the next segment.
All right.
We're going to take a break. We've talked about everything this morning. This is great.
Except
any of the sports that are happening right now.
Oh, Spencer Eccles is saying I'm hating on Goo Goo Dolls. I want to be very clear.
Oh, you're not hating on the Goo Goo Dolls.
Has anyone read my Twitter profile?
Yeah, we have talked about the Goos. Didn't you go to their show here at Botanic?
Here's my byline. Host of Jeffrey Wright and Company, Monday through Fridays, 2 to 4 p.m. EP of the Jeff Calkins Show, MUS play-by-play. I think know the Goo Goo Dolls are better than Pearl Jam. I am not a Goo Goo Dolls hater.
We're gonna have that discussion in
Pearl
today
Jam
as
just
well.
Didn't die.
We're gonna have that discussion in a minute, and that's a hot take right there.
You're welcome.
I know you're not a Goo Goo Dolls hater. You're a Goo Goo Dolls liker.
Stan.
Yeah, definitely. All right, you're listening to the Jeff Calkins Show. Hey, if you want to tweet at me too, I'm JR at JRM Music. You're at Jwright 929 or at Jwright. What do you?
Jwright 929 ESPN.
Yeah, Jwright 929 ESPN.
Sometimes I know it too. Yeah,
it's hard to remember all these things.
Yes.
You're listening to the Jeff Calkins Show. I'm JR Moore filling in on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
What a jam.
Slow jam.
Slow jam, but a jam.
This is a boy named Goo, right?
Yeah.
This is the one with the cover with the baby with all the blood on it?
I think so.
So that was going to be the first album I ever tried to buy.
Yeah.
And my mom, as we go to check out, my mom just saw the baby with all the blood on it. She goes, no, and just threw it out. And it's like, but name.
The name. Shout out to a time when a radio DJ could make your career.
Also, shout out to a time when you could hear a guitar on the radio.
How about that? Acoustic guitar.
Uh-huh. Just anything.
Just anything.
Any guitar.
Anything that's not a beat.
Correct.
Beat and mush. Man, what a jam. Welcome back to the Jeff Calkins Show. I'm J.R. Moore filling in for Jeff. We got Jeffrey right across the glass from us. All right, golf tournament.
Yep.
You touched on this right before we went to break. You prefer a Scheffler blowout.
Yes.
All right.
You want my explanation?
Well, you want to see greatness, right?
100%.
Okay.
And I also think, so I have felt for a long time, he's just better than they are.
Yeah, yeah.
And I also acknowledge, it doesn't just work of, if you're going to be the guy that's like, my play is just going to be dominant.
Sure.
It's going to take everyone a while. Because there's nothing that draws you in. And that's the other thing. He hits Tiger-esque shots, except he's not a drum major afterwards.
Right.
Pumping up the shot. And so you don't realize just in, how good of it is, because it's just like, he's so casual about
it. He's so casual. And it does, even when Tiger would hit those shots, the amount of, you could tell the force from
Correct.
His body.
There's no question.
And that swing, the swing looked different. It was like, Jesus, violent. This guy's crushing
his
it.
His swing was violent.
Violent.
And that's also why Tiger
his body broke down.
His back, well, yep. That, and there's a lot of other.
But, sure.
But
he was already having injury problems before the
beginning
crash.
Of him having problems.
Yes.
Is because his swing was so violent.
And
Scotty's swing.
But it also translated and looked awesome.
Unbelievable.
It looked great. It made for a great TV product.
100%.
And Scotty's, it's so effortless and so smooth, it does not make for a good TV product.
And he's not a showman.
He's not a showman.
But if you're just paying attention to, what he's actually doing.
Yep.
He is at a level of greatness that even Rory, Brooks, the guys that have been the hot guys,
right?
It is different. And so I do want everyone to start going, I want there to be the acknowledgement of this is different.
I mean, I can see that argument. The only my pushback on that is that in no other sport, even when we want to see greatness, we don't want to see blowouts all the time. And so, we didn't want to see the Jordan Bulls blow everybody out. We didn't. The Patriots.
Go back to the Open. Well, we'll get to the Patriots. Go back to the Open 3 weeks ago or whatever.
Yes.
I was the guy that, remember when Scotty, he make, who was in the final group with him? Whoever was in the final group with him hits it to 5 feet.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay.
Yeah.
Big shot. Scotty literally is in the rough and he hit it to a foot.
Right.
And it's like, oh, at that point I was like, I want to see him win by 10.
Because
the thing is, I knew it was over.
Sure.
And so I would rather, to me, the most boring outcome was actually the outcome that we got where he just won by five.
Yeah.
I knew there was no one that was going to catch him. So
right.
At that point, I wanted him to be I wanted to see see how deep he can take. Because he got like eight or nine. He got like an 8 or 9 shot lead. And I was like, let's get two more, buddy.
That's true. I prefer to see that greatness and for him to, if he's good, like, I prefer to see him always win, but like under pressure. When you get up by 10 and you get on cruise control, you can make mistakes and still be fine. Part of what is you're already a golf guy, and so you can appreciate that level of excellence. The casual golf watcher and golf fan needs some added drama.
What's Tiger's greatest win?
Is that the one where he won by like 15?
I mean, to me, I want to know what people think, because my answer is the Masters in 97.
Okay.
And he wins by 12.
Yeah.
A scoring record. The other one for me is the ones that I think you could make the argument against this are 2019 Masters, because the
100%.
Comeback.
I thought the one with Rocco Mediate, the playoff.
I was going to say that the
playoff.
And he
had a broken leg.
With extra holes.
With extra holes. It goes the next day.
And then the other one, the playoff against Bob May when he runs in the putt.
Yep.
And,
yes.
And also when he hit it out of bounds in 18, the fan threw it back in play.
Right.
That one.
When he runs in the putt,
yes.
Like, that's the extra drama, and you have the huge crowd
the
cheer,
hole.
And he's fist pumping like crazy.
Oh.
It, like, gives you chills.
Oh, so sweet.
his post-game pressers were always the worst.
That's
one of those. That's one of those. I never heard him talk. Kind of like David Beckham.
Like,
I kind of wish you never heard David Beckham talk.
It's also though. It's the reality of Tiger on camera is one of the coolest guys ever.
Yeah,
Eldrick Woods is probably one of the biggest like
nerds. Ever. Yes,
but it's like Tiger Woods.
But Tiger,
is,
the athlete,
like, the essence of cool.
100%.
I also think there's probably something about, like, when we were talking about with music, when you could actually hear guitar on the radio, Tiger might be the last athlete that Nike could manufacture.
Yeah.
I don't think Nike can just sell us somebody anymore.
Well, there's too much access outside of,
and
you can't create the perfect ad campaign
where
it's all, we have everything so narrowly focused.
And we're also seeing more.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
Like, if you want to watch every shot that Scottie Scheffler is going to hit
today,
you can do that.
That's exactly right. You're not counting on the network.
Correct. To just show
the producer showing you the stuff.
Right.
We're already on ESPN Plus.
Correct.
We can follow the Scheffler cam.
We can see everything.
Everything. And yeah, there's no way to, and that's the way with a lot of things now.
Yeah.
You can't, some of the great produced things, whether they were in real life great or not. I mean, Tiger Woods is real life great, but that whole image was produced perfectly.
Who's the best example in music where it was literally, like, it's, because to your point, Nike can try to sell us Tiger. He has to also be great.
Yes.
Like, he had to win. It's not just he is a figment of Nike's creation.
That's correct. He had to deliver, and he did.
But he also, the reason he is a billionaire is also Nike.
100%.
What is, like, the music equivalent? Because there is a level of, you have to, like, it's not like you can just, what do they call them now? Network, or a studio plant, or
industry plant.
Industry plant.
Yeah.
So it's,
that can still be done in music.
To what level, though?
Well, I mean, there's going to be a point to where fans dig so hard and follow you around so much that they just, it becomes paparazzi-ish. But the difference in music and sports in sports, you still have to perform.
Right. It's a competition.
It's a competition.
And it's not subjective.
And
there's a score.
There's a score. And everything is not planned out.
Right.
You have to react and do certain things to where, even if you're a musician, the show is planned out.
Sure.
Your Instagram feed is planned out. All of your socials, you're a character, which any good pop star is, for the most part. You've developed a character, and you play that character.
Yes.
And you play that character on stage, and you play that character in interviews, and interviews that you chose, not league mandated.
Or your team chose.
But not league mandated.
With questions that were pre-planned.
Right.
Answers that were canned.
That's exactly right.
It's a script.
You can follow the script, so much easier in music. You're going to get to a certain level. I say that, but Taylor Swift is still so guarded. I mean, you don't see a lot of paparazzi anything on her.
I feel like it's orchestrated, though. I feel like when she goes out to dinner in New York, everybody knows.
Of course it's orchestrated. Again, they control the narrative to where an athlete can't control that narrative like that.
Because to me, what is fascinating about her is that, and I think I've talked about this with you, I felt like I just woke up one day like 3 years ago and she was the biggest star on the planet.
Yeah, she was already famous and already doing well, but then one day it just
went, she was like the girls that are my age's favorite.
Yes.
But that's a different thing than being the biggest star on the planet.
On the planet.
And the other thing was, before the pandemic, it felt to me, and maybe I was just
wrong. Like it plateaued?
Yeah, or that it was even dipping.
Yeah.
Like the Americana album or something. Yep. Like, because I always said...
Yeah, she had a bad record in there after 1989. Whatever the next record after 1989 is...
Is that Folklore or whatever?
No, Folklore was after that. I forget what it came after 1989. I'm sure we can find that because we have Google. But it felt like that record was like, she may have jumped the shark too much. And it, to where I thought she really had plateaued, and then it did feel out of nowhere.
Reputation. You're right.
I don't think that was a great record. I'm a Taylor Swift fan, but I did not think that was a great record. And then after that record, she went through the roof.
Look at what she made me do. It's a terrible song.
Yes, it is.
Ready for it. End game, New Year's Day, Delicate. There's not a song in there that I go, like, that's a good song.
There's not a jam on that record.
1989, however.
1989 is my favorite Taylor Swift record. That's an amazing record. So is Red.
See, call me a Swiftie. Take me back to Fearless, baby.
I mean, sure, yeah, of course. Those are great records. But it's just crazy. I'm with you that it felt like it came out of nowhere. But I've argued this forever. The people
15,
yeah,
Love Story, You Belong With Me, Forever and Always.
Buddy. Like
those are bangers.
Bangers. Those are rock solid, legendary. They have legs. Bangers.
I mean, you can make an argument. The pre-chorus into the chorus of Love Story
is
about as good as pop music can be.
About as good as it can get. You're right.
God. And I'm pretty confident she's never actually read Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah, I feel pretty confident on that.
Yeah,
sure.
Because like when you actually fall in love, does she know what happens?
Yeah, no. You know the name.
Yeah,
you know the name's Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah.
You don't know the actual tragedy behind it.
When Romeo finally gets over there, it doesn't go well.
It doesn't go well.
Just hang in there.
I will say this. I have often argued this, that like the people who complain about paparazzi is that you don't have to deal with that. You don't have to live in L.A. or New York where the paparazzi follows you.
Brandon Flowers.
Yes. Dave Chappelle.
I will never. It's the same thing with athletes complaining about, you don't know how hard it is for me. Athletes or the actors and celebrities that complain about paparazzi. Yep. You can't avoid it.
You can't avoid it.
Like,
You if you need to work, you can be on set and have temporary living for 5 months to work on this movie, and then you can go back to your home in Montana or in Omaha or in Tulsa,
Dayton, Ohio,
New Orleans.
I would be curious. I bet Brandon Flowers can go to the grocery store.
Absolutely, 100%.
Like, no questions asked.
The Hansons live in Tulsa and I think live a pretty normal life.
I wonder though with them is, I almost wonder though, is that like the ultimate hat tip where they went back to their hometown?
No, they never left.
And everyone knows, like, don't bother. Like, you know what I mean? Like, don't, like, I'm not saying like don't bother, like treat them like they're different. It's like just treat them like you would anyone else. Like, I almost wonder if there's like if there's something symbiotic there, because it's like they are, you and I have talked about this. When you do something that's in the spotlight, the people that are the meanest to you are the people you've known the longest.
Yes, generally. Yeah.
And so like, I almost wonder though, if like that's the reciprocation of it, in which they've known them forever. And so it's like, it's almost like you're just going to treat them like they were the kids that were singing at church.
Maybe so. Hey, what's, I think what's hard, maybe even somewhat hard for them, is that I do know people, I know fans that have moved to Tulsa because they live there. Like, that, literally that, picked up their life and moved to Tulsa.
I mean, it's not
and
shocking,
took up
right?
residence like, because that's where they live. And so there is still that going on. But if you're just trying to not be in the National Enquirer or on TMZ all the time, move. Go somewhere else.
Well, and especially in this day and age where you don't have to live in New York or LA.
Especially now. You can live literally anywhere.
So my whole deal is like when they complain about the fame.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.